Kevin, the COVID-busting kitty cat, is the new support staff member at the Port Chalmers Pharmacy COVID vaccine clinic. His role includes cuddles and, of course, cuteness for patients as they get their vaccinations. Third-year pharmacy student Nicole Kennedy works part-time at the pharmacy, and she's also Kevin's mum, and she joins us now. And I think Kevin probably joins us too. Hey, Nicole. Introduce your furry friend to us, please. That's Kev. What kind of cat is he? Can you describe him to people who can't see him?
So he's a Burman ragdoll.
Cute as a button. How did it come about that he's comes into the pharmacy?
So we got him as a brand new kitten the day before, and because we've been working Saturdays at the pharmacy to run our COVID clinic, I didn't want to leave him at home on his own. And so my manager said to just bring him in, and all of our patients seemed to love having the little kitten running around the pharmacy. It just helped calm some nerves and gave people a bit of entertainment while they were hanging around after they've had their vaccine.
So what does Kev do? Does he lounge around somewhere in particular, or where's his post in the pharmacy?
So I have like a little mesh enclosure for him that we can put him in if he's being a bit annoying. But generally he can just wander around, and Angela's daughter Liv would just carry him round to all of the patients and give them a little pat of him while they're waiting to get their vaccine.
That must be quite cool to watch. How do they react, and how do you reckon he helps if people are just a little bit nervous?
I think it's just great stress relief having a cute little kitten there, and it's a good distraction from having to get an injection, I guess. And people seem to love it. Like, we had people coming in just walking past. They'd see Kevin wandering around the pharmacy and come in to give him a pat, even if they weren't there for a vaccine.
What's his personality like?
He's pretty mischievous at the moment. He's only 8 weeks old, so he just runs around everywhere, and yeah, he's pretty mischievous.
And obviously 11-year-olds and up can get the vaccination at the moment. Do the kids in particular, are they drawn to him?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really good for the kids coming in, especially if they're not with their parents. It's nice to have something that makes them feel a bit more comfortable in the pharmacy.
Where has Kevin wambled off to? Can you coax him back for us? Because he is a real cutie, and we just got a passing glimpse of him.
Yeah, we'll just try grab him. He's gone running away.
What do they say about working with children and animals? Come on, Kevin, come back. We'd love to see you. Let's see if we can coax him in. Oh, we've got a bit of a toy. Ah, oh, there he is. He's absolutely gorgeous. He's got bright, bright blue eyes, hasn't he? And darker little ears and such a cute little face. And so he's quite cool and relaxed when he's hanging out at the pharmacy.
Yeah, he's generally quite cool, and he loves the attention of having everyone around doting over him. So,
well, it's fantastic to meet you both. Thanks for joining us, Nicole, and also for Kevin, who is the pharmacy assistant there. Great for cuddles, calms the nerves if you're going in for your jab.